Clough Island on the St. Louis River in Superior will now be preserved in its natural state. The Nature Conservancy's Doug Thompson in Duluth says that means no trespassing signs.
Yes, those should come down. Hopefully, you know, even this spring, people will be able to go out and experience the island in a different way rather than just, you know, paddling around it.
Clough Island had been slated for what would have been one of the largest developments in this region's history, a $400 million project that included housing, retail, and a golf course. But Superior Mayor Dave Ross, once a booster of that development, says they've been hoping for this deal to come through.
Clough Island is really an important part of our ecosystem, and the prior project that was planned for this by the previous owners was just unattainable.
Clough Island is considered a critical habitat for 230 species of migratory birds, 45 different native fish, as well as beaver, mink, river otter, muskrat, wolf, bear, bobcat, and deer. Thompson says the 358-acre island is a special place for people, too.
In fact, if you kayak around the island in the summer or spring and you get these flats out there with some people we call weeds, but they're beds, you know, you have pike and muskie that are rising out of the water. They're big as the end of your kayak or your canoe. It's just a really awesome experience.
The Nature Conservancy is using $1 million from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and hopes to get most of the rest of the purchase cost from the state's Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Fund. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.